Daniel Evans is the founder and current artistic director of the Bloomington Clay Studio. Daniel's dedication to clay has taken him all over the United States and landed him here in Bloomington. Anna Werner brings us his story for today's WFHB Community Report. This story was produced in partnership with an audio journalism class at Indiana University. A quick note for listeners, this story was reported as the studio was moving to a new location. The studio is now located on South Smith Road.
And so I'm going to get it right, you know, where it doesn't feel like it's uncentered. I'm going to just get this top. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw something just right off at the very tip top of this chunk of clay. This is probably about 3 or 4 pounds of clay.
This is Daniel Evans. And
just
this...
my hands just to kind of like hollow it out a little
bit. Is his
bit.
Passion.
And then I use my fingers and different like pressure.
Daniel was in college when his love for pottery began.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a dumb little pinch pot, you know, like in ceramics one, like you would take, you know, at the university or at IU, and just was fascinated by it and knew pretty quickly that's what I wanted to do.
Today, Daniel is the founder and current artistic director of the Bloomington Clay Studio. He's in the process of moving the studio to its new location.
I found this, like, ideal because there was not a clay studio here. You know, so I'm like, I'm not trying to be like too business headed, but I was like, well, you know, I'm here and I don't have any place to work. I should just build a place that I would like to work, or, you know, that I would like, if, you know, if you came, you know, to a certain place with a significant other and you were kind of on their coattails, you know, and you're like, well, what am I doing here? Well, there was nothing, there was no like affordable studio spaces for me to work. So it was like, screw it, I'll just open up a studio.
If you hear some rustling in the background, those are Daniel's dogs. That's Shiloh and Coco Chanel, who will be able to be around Daniel much more, considering the new studios in his home. Daniel's first studio was in downtown Bloomington, where business was going really well. Though this location made it possible to have a wider cross-section of students, Daniel did the unexpected. He decided to scale back and make his studio exactly the way he wanted.
But I'm pretty excited about, you know, what we're doing out here.
Though there are many luxuries and freedoms that come with owning your own business.
I mean, you see where I live.
Daniel lives in a woodsy Bloomington neighborhood. With open walls and an extremely comforting vibe, it's the perfect location for a creative studio.
I mean, this is great, and I think it's because this is what I do.
However, it isn't always easy. I asked Daniel what the hardest part about his job was.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I've been thinking about that a lot. But it's because I don't have a clock that I punch. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have very clear parameters on, like, what I'm supposed to be doing during the day. But I know I'm getting paid for it. So, you know, me going out and spending time building a kiln sometimes can be really difficult because I get so much joy out of it. Mm-hmm. Is like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And so it's always like, should I be doing something more constructive, or, you know, kind of battling with it? So this gets all the air pockets out really good. It's just making sure that I know that I'm doing the right thing on a day-to-day basis. That's the hardest part of my job.
The studio is taking a little longer than Daniel anticipated, but he's taking each day in strides.
The last couple of years have been so, like, pressure-oriented. I'm like, you know, craziness, because I also had a hand in at what's the Fell Building, which is a an artist space down there, and that was a lot of pressure. So getting out here, you know, I was like, heck with the pressure. I just did not want to have to deal with any of that. So when we came out here, it was like, yeah, let's just take this nice and slow. So
with the move came many changes. His original space was larger, meaning that clients would be lost in the process. However, Daniel sees this as a gain. With less people and more time, Daniel will happily be able to give his clients the attention he believes they deserve.
Right, you know, where it doesn't feel like it's uncentered, I'm going to just get this top. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw something just right off the very tip top of this chunk of clay. This is probably about 3.
I always have because I'm an artist and I'm self-employed, I always have this kind of like angst going on with me about getting stuff done. But nothing like, God, I hope everything works out just perfect.
Make a little bottle, maybe something closed.
Daniel plans on taking each day as it comes and enjoying the ride.
I don't have a boss. I'm my boss. It's a horrible thing, but.
From Bloomington, I'm Anna Werner.